You're listening to the Vari McKechnie podcast, and this is the 100 Day Journey series. Over the course of 100 days, I'm committing to showing up daily with an idea, a simple practice, a snippet of wisdom, all with the intention of helping us all develop our own personal practice in the art of living well. It's about taking time to pause, to prepare for and reflect on our days as we navigate what our next right step is. So thank you for joining me on this journey. Let's take today's step. We all admire people who we deem to be courageous, to be brave. But yet, when faced with the opportunity to practice courage and bravery, we all too often shy away. We plough ahead, business as usual. We distract ourselves, often with busyness and what I like to call overing. We overwork, overdrink, overeat, over-exercise, over-talk, over-analyze, over-tech. The very fact that we require courage means that we're moving into uncharted waters. And in this new space, we will most likely feel fearful. Fearful of a result or response that's not what we want. We hold ourselves back from doing the courageous thing, because if we do, then what? If we can't control the outcome or the reaction, then what? Courage is a choice. Courage says, I can't be certain of the outcome, but I'm willing to go there. Courage says, this is outside of my comfort zone, but I'm going to take the next step. Courage says, this is what's true for me, and I don't know how you'll respond, but I'm going to have my own back and be truthful. We embody courage when we say the unsaid thing. We've all experienced conversations where we know that we're skirting around what actually has to be said. Courage is taking a step towards yourself and then standing in that uncomfortable open space. Courage is speaking one small sentence of truth and then staying in the discomfort of the silence. Courage is saying no with grace and honesty when you've always said yes, and then not apologizing or justifying. So I invite you to practice courage today with one small act, one small step outside of what's familiar, one simple truth spoken aloud, and then meet your courage in that expanse of the moment that follows. That's all for today. If you would like to follow along on the 100 day journey via email, you can join over at varimckechnie.com/journey. Thank you as always for traveling alongside me. Do the small things, and I'll talk to you tomorrow. Sending love.